Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. You might have seen headlines that the United States is no longer one of the top 20 happiest countries in the world. Last year, the United States was 15th, and this year it came in at 23rd in the world. That's a significant drop, but it signals something bigger. You might think, well, things are more expensive, but I don't think it is that simple. You have to take a global view. Inflation is not a United States phenomenon. In fact, there is higher inflation in many countries that are happier than we are. We have to really take a deep look and think about what is going on here if we're going to do anything about it. The youngest generation of adults, Generation Z, is fueling the decline in happiness. When you dive into the answers, you can start to see what is going on. I always believe in focusing on the positive. So let's look at the happy gene series to see how everyone might increase their happiness just a little. Approximately 64% of Gen Z who say they are happy also say that what they do at work or school is important. They have a purpose. They have a vision. As I've shared so many times, this matters. If you don't have a vision of what you want, it's so easy to spend your entire life searching for happiness. So let's dig in a little deeper on what makes them happy and why so many seem to struggle to find what they want. Gen Z's happiness is not based on how much money they make like many of the older generations. It is based on the impact they feel they're having. I want to congratulate them because this is a fantastic way to measure true success. They also find happiness in community. When they feel supported or loved, they're twice as likely to be happy. When I see a decline in happiness over the past decade, though, I can't help but see the obvious. When I went to restaurants 15 years ago, they were loud. Every table was buzzing with conversation. People were connecting, sharing, and laughing. When I go to restaurants now, it's much more quiet. It can feel like a scene from a zombie apocalypse movie after they wipe out most of the population. But when I look around, there are just as many people at the tables. They're just mostly looking down at the table at their phones instead of across the table at their friends, coworkers, or family. Members of Gen Z spend an average of 7 hours a day on their phones. Think about that. 7 hours. That's nearly half of your waking hours in a day. Machines can be great tools. I use my machine to FaceTime with my elementary school friends in Austria and to stay in touch with my family while working and traveling. I use it to play chess with friends all over the world, track my steps every day, and read important briefings for my policy work. But the machines can also be a trap. And I don't think it can be a coincidence that happiness is declining in the group looking at a screen instead of the world for 7 hours every day. I believe that for many people, the machines become a replacement for purpose. They don't have time to figure out their vision. And that just means they become unsure about how they spend their time. So they open up their phone on that screen. They can find all of the important news of the day in real time, second by second. They can feel like they are part of every important thing happening in the world. But it's a mirage. They aren't part of anything. Does reading and commenting about the news of the day do anything to change the news and make the world a better place? Of course not. So that empty feeling continues. I think this is why you see people who became online experts on COVID immediately become experts on Ukraine and now the Middle East. You see this happening to people on all sides of the political spectrum. It's wannabe syndrome. They want to be involved. They want to have purpose, but their phone will never be where they find it. For most of us, let's be honest. It doesn't make a difference if we see the news about Iran in real time or the next day in the newspaper. So stop it. all you're doing is taking yourself away from the things that can actually make you happy. It is a 1-2 punch. Those 7 hours a day on the phone are 7 hours you could spend working and daydreaming to find your purpose. Every time you look down at your phone, instead of looking across a table at someone else, you deny yourself a chance at community. Go for a walk. Get out of that virtual world that offers you very little into the real world that offers you everything. Find your purpose. Maybe it is teaching youth sports. Maybe it is being a doctor. Maybe it is building houses. Whatever it is, you won't find it on your machine. You'll only find what other people are saying you should do. You need to find your own vision and stop following strangers. And when you do that, you'll find other people who share your purpose. You will have a community. Last Friday, we had a meetup of Pump App members in Santa Monica. We walked on the beach for fitness and then hung out and ate delicious protein waffles. I kept thinking something was different about it until it hit me. On that walk, which looked hilarious, by the way, like an invading army with so many people walking together, many of them carrying heavy backpacks, people weren't looking down at screens. They were talking to each other. The phones were in their pockets. When we ate our waffles, the room was so loud you couldn't hear your own conversation. And I loved it. Everyone connected in real life with people they'd only seen in the Pump app. We all have something in common. We are just trying to be a little better every day with our health and fitness. That's a purpose, and it gave us a community. A lot of people went home with new contacts and friends, and they said they were even more inspired for their workouts. I guarantee you that the people there wouldn't report being unhappy. They took a break from the machine and found purpose and community for a few hours in the real world. This week, I'm giving you a pretty simple challenge. I want you to do what we did on a smaller scale. Find an hour during a lunch break or the weekend. Get a friend, a coworker, your spouse, or a family member. Go on a walk. Eat a meal together. Talk about your dreams and the impact you want to have on the world. And leave the damn machine in your pocket or at home. Don't look at it once. When you do this, you're giving yourself to be a part of something that is actually important, even if it is just your relationship with the person across from you. Instead of pretending to be a part of something your phone tells you is important, you'll find that the real world offers you much more purpose and community than your machine. And that's where you find happiness. So get out there and do it. This week, we are looking across tables, not down at them. Now, let's get to today's tips. Do you frequently find yourself starving at lunch or later in the evening? The cure for your hunger might start with your first meal. Research suggests that adding more protein to your first meal helps you manage hunger later in the day. The scientists analyzed the exercise and nutrition behaviors of nearly 10,000 people. They found that people who ate a low-protein breakfast ate significantly more food in subsequent meals. On the other hand, researchers found that people who eat high-protein breakfasts eat fewer foods high in saturated fat, sugar, and salt, and they consumed more servings of grains, vegetables, legumes, fruit, and dairy. And that's not all. In both conditions, the first meal of the day had the fewest calories of all the meals in a day. Dinner was the most caloric. So even when breakfast wasn't loaded with calories, those who ate more protein still experienced less hunger and made better food choices throughout the day. If you want to manage your hunger, the research suggests that eating more protein and fiber and fewer ultra-processed foods is the most effective approach without being overly restrictive with your food choices. Speaking of protein, if you need help getting enough protein in your diet, don't get stuck with analysis paralysis. Too often we get stuck in the weeds trying to figure out every aspect of making your nutrition perfect, but you don't have to. Let others help. I always say, I am not a self-made man. That's because I stand on the shoulders of others. You should do the same in your life. Find things that help you become better. Your friends and peers can support you. But there are services that can do that too. Trifecta is one of our fantastic partners because they automate your meals to make life easier and help you eat well and not slip up. Whether you need more protein and vegetables or struggle with work lunches or dinner, they have healthy options for every meal that tastes delicious. Use the code ArnoldEats to get 50% off any meal plan and 1 free pound of ready-to-eat, responsibly sourced salmon. Select from breakfast, lunch, or dinner options, or let them handle your meal prep. Trifecta makes healthy eating less stressful and more nutritious. Visit trifectanutrition.com/pumpclub and remember to use the code ArnoldEat for 50% off and your free salmon. And that's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. There's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.